I once had a professor who told me that the best way my stories could be presented was by voice. So I'm going to start reading my stories and preserve them that way. The only real problem I have with being forced into making the first move is that it lulls my girlfriends into a sense of complacency. If it doesn't work, it's not their fault. If we aren't having fun, it's not because of them. If we aren't dynamite, they point fingers. The man in the other booth waved his hands a little too frenetically as his friend tried to move the coffee out of the way. Just for a while, I would like to have a woman who suggests dates we can go on, who vehemently takes a stand on something she likes and tries to include me in it, who will confront me with the facts if something goes wrong, someone who lives, someone who's vibrant and alive. Just for a while, I would like a partner and not a sponge. Then I can die happy and alone. Rachel peeked over the top of her newspaper and stared quietly at the end of a dying conversation. She tried to speak up, but her words died before they formed. I'm not a sponge. He left 10 minutes later, and she added it to the list of things she regretted.